This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but Tonio said that the plays didn't really change. Harbaugh notices that, like, the offense didn't really just come out and look completely different or anything like that. So the plays didn't really change. The play calling changed a little bit, which kind of goes to a feather in your cap, Lima, about, you know, how much does play calling really matter? It's something that we overrate, like, hey, we got to find somebody to blame. I think it matters to some degree. I think, hey, if your players can't execute or you can't coach them up during the week, you can call all the crazy designs you want to. It's going to suck. It's not going to go well. So if you got the wrong players or you can't coach them up as you get ready for it, I think you're going to find problems anyway. It's the same thing we do. Like if a team's not hitting, well, the hitting coach needs to be fired. If an offense isn't firing on all cylinders,
that's always a good one, right?
Yeah, the play caller's got to go. Like those type of things happen. Yeah, but they do get thrown under the bus all the time, hitting coaches and play callers.
They do. They do. And oftentimes it's the scapegoat situation, right? And that's just to appease fans in the short term. It's probably not really ever rooted in all that much fact. But in this case, you know, look, the offense was totally broke and the quarterback running the offense was kind of incapable of doing the things that were needed. I wondered, and we all wondered, I think, was it changing too much at the same time? But when it looked as good as it looked last week, you know, what are you supposed to say? Like, you're hoping to keep the good vibes rolling in the right direction. And it was staggering how different it looked last week. And I know there were a number of interceptable plays and all of that, and that's just going to be part of the Jameis experience. But it was part of the Joe Flacco experience. But they could overcome it, because those opportunities were there in a well-designed offense when it's actually, you know, built the right way and in execution. And it was last week.
And he still did turn the ball over there at the end of the first half, which you could put that on play calling in some ways. Like sometimes we only notice when it's so just so egregious, like putting the ball in the air. I'm still in conservative mode. I've still not seen this offense do anything good for the most part throughout the entire year at that time. So when you put the ball in the air at that moment, it's like, hey, we can get in at halftime. We got to get this ball back. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're in a bad situation. And I did think that that was an opportunity where the Browns could have just packed up and went out and been 1-7 after all that was done. But no, they were able to get it done in the second half. The play going back to, and let's highlight this, when it came to Derrick Henry running the Wildcat, well, you take Lamar Jackson off the field and you're putting Derrick Henry back there, it's 4th and 1. We kind of all know where the ball's going. And maybe you could say, hey, my offensive line needs to execute. My tight ends need to execute. We need to get a push for Derrick Henry. That was silly. Yeah, well, you know what? They got plays, too, the Browns do, and they're pros, too, and they get paid as well, and they can go out there and make a stop. I didn't think that was such a good play call. But overall, I think that play calling matters more than you do, but I also think that in a lot of times we use them as a scapegoat to go after him and find somebody that we can get mad at and fire. Darrell Ryder coming up at 8 o'clock. So you and I, we wanted to do this yesterday, and the Cavs conversation took off with, you know, Donovan Mitchell and the 4-0 start. Kenny Atkinson, by the way, 5-0, if I can just do this real quick. Are you looking at 6-0 right now? Because it's like, all right, I know we're going to lose at some point, but I want to lose to a quality opponent. Is Orlando without Paolo Banchero a quality opponent?
Yeah, they're still a good opponent, but they're totally, that's a totally different team now.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I know, like, if Paolo Banchero's out, it's like, that's not how it works in the NBA. You've said it. Like,
yeah.
You still can lose
regular
season games easily.
Yeah, Orlando can still beat the Cavs. Cavs come out, have a bad shooting night. Maybe the effort's not exactly where it was the other night against the Lakers, even though this one is on national television.
Yeah.
So that is something to keep in mind. Maybe Kenny Atkinson can keep them really, really dialed in. Because sometimes teams have, in the way the league works, on a Friday night game, teams might overreact to the other team's star not being there, and so you go through the motions. Hopefully he can keep him focused.
So the question becomes here, as we get ready for a Saturday matchup at high noon, James Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions, where he's under a bit of pressure, and Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes, this is a 3-4 matchup here, friends. Are these guys on a hot seat? Are these guys coaching for their jobs? Nick Wilson has farted in to that notion and has said, no, you guys are ridiculous. To the point where he thinks it's just loudmouths like me, just being loudmouths and saying things that just aren't true in real life.
Are you just mad that people are saying that his job's on the line on Saturday, or are you still of the camp of like, nah, he's fine, he shouldn't be fired at all at the end of the season?
No, I think people are dumb and overreactionary animals to say he's coaching for his job this Saturday. Okay.
Is he beyond reproach in terms of getting fired at this point?
So he's not beyond reproach. No coaches. That being said, you better have a name. And every name I've heard from Walmart, Ohio State fans, who are the ones driving the Fire Ryan Day bandwagon, it's like three guys who actually went to Ohio State, and then a swath of people who just got a really nice hoodie at Walmart and like Medina, and they're like, we don't stand for this. Okay, we, Kimo Sabe, we. But none of them have said a name that inspires any confidence that that guy's better than Ryan Day. But, and that's the problem, is in their opinion, anybody's better than Ryan Day. That is Rich Rod taking over for Lloyd Carr. That is Brady Hoke taking over for Rich Rod.
That's some strong language right there. Nothing against the fine folks at the Walmart. I'm a get-go guy, which means I'm a Giant Eagle guy. But the fine folks at the Walmart in Medina, I got nothing against you folks. Danny Cannell of the Cover 3 podcast, CBS Sports, he had joined Afternoon Drive yesterday. Danny Cannell says no.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, Ryan Day is not coaching for his job on Saturday.
I mean, even saying that, though, is insanity, right? I mean, he's been an unbelievable coach. He's made it all the way to the playoffs a couple times. He came up just short against Georgia and was a missed field goal short of beating Georgia and probably going on to win the national championship. But I'm fully aware of what happens there in the state of Ohio with you're the head football coach for the Buckeyes, is that pressure is ratcheted up, especially when you see the Michigan, your biggest rival, going back-to-back-to-back in Big Ten titles, getting a national championship, running the table and doing that. Then all of a sudden it ratchets up the pressure, and then you've got not one but two former coaches in Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel telling people before the season started, this is the most talented roster in the history of the Ohio State football program.
Our friend Dan Wetzel has highlighted this part before, and you can hear more of that interview, 92.3thefan.com. I think Ryan Day is coaching for his job starting this Saturday and going throughout the rest of the year. He's not going to get fired on Monday or Sunday morning if they were to lose to the Penn State Nittany Lions, but I think that this becomes the beginning.
No, but they'll stop returning his calls for the private jet. It'll get very, very... All of a sudden, those open lines of communication, they'll change in a hurry.
Michigan is a team that went to the national championship game. You know, there's a conversation that's happened in the transfer portal here. There is a loophole in this transfer portal And Dan Wetzel, again, very smart guy, good friend of you, and nice guy to me. He has kind of highlighted this loophole that kind of makes it seem like, hey, this is almost like the NFL draft, where the worst teams, they get the pick of the litter in the transfer portal because they can hit the transfer portal. The other teams are playing for their national championship. The other teams are going to go to the playoffs. So, like, Ohio State, they go to the Cotton Bowl. A lot of guys are getting out. It's like, well, whatever. They're moving on to 2025.
Yeah.
Ohio State at that time. So they can go out, Kyle McCord, get out of here. Will Howard, come here.
That's exactly what
happened.
We're
going to give you a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Michigan, they got to go for a national championship. They got to go for the gusto with not just with a national championship, but everything else that was behind it with Michigan. Okay, well, you're left with Alex Orji. You could have went and got Curtis Rourke, except you couldn't because he was already moving on. You could have went out and got quarterbacks X, Y, and Z, except they were already moving on earlier than that. They couldn't sit around and wait on you. So now it goes from 15-0 to maybe 6-6. And for Ohio State, it's like, hey, you know, it wasn't the best way we wanted it to end, but hey, we got Will Howard now. We got these players here. Nick Saban retired. We can get his guy in. You can hit those transfer portals. You can do that a little bit earlier. So it helps the teams that don't do as well in a season go out and get those guys. Because Ohio State's a have, let me just tell you this. Yeah, your program is bigger than Ryan Day. If we were in Omaha, Nebraska doing sports talk and it was the Bo Pelini days, I'd be enemy number one because I'd be going, guys, you ain't that good.
Yeah.
9-3 and 10-2 is about your ceiling.
Yeah, how much better are you supposed to get?
How much better are you going to get? West Virginia fans, how much better are you really going to get? Before you go firing a guy, you got to be careful. Arkansas, prime example. Before you go firing a guy, you got to figure out how much better it's going to be. Ohio State's a have. Ohio State is one of the three, maybe four, programs in the country that could say, yeah, 10-2 ain't good enough. Look at what we paid for this roster. That's not good enough. And if you lose on Saturday, you could find yourself as on the outside looking in, and then I question, your team has been a team of mercenaries. I don't think that they have. Somebody brought this up and goes, well, what about when Nick Saban retired? And that was one fan, I understand that, but I go, Nick Saban was a legend. And also, those guys are playing for money too. Like, you have mercenaries on your team. Do they have the same type of personal attitude towards the Michigan Wolverines that an Ohio State fan listening to this does? I bet not. So if they all of a sudden find themselves on the outside of the playoffs looking in, maybe that lights a fire. Or maybe they're just getting ready for the 2025 NFL draft. And if that's the case, and you go out there and you struggle for the rest of the year, because I thought you would come back and look pretty decent after the loss, you look rough against Nebraska.
And they got offensive line issues that they might not be able to overcome with this roster right
now. You have depth chart issues there in that offensive line. That's absolutely true. Ryan Day has looked crazy on the sidelines recently here. I think that he does feel
he looks shaken. He looks totally shaken.
Yes.
The pressure's getting to him. And, you know, he can still rewrite this. He can still, you know, take this to a level with actually some good coaching, you know, considering the expensive staff that he has, considering all the resources that have been afforded Ohio State, that basically every team around the country, with the exception, I think, Oregon, would have loved to have the NIL situation that the Buckeyes had. So they have afforded this coach everything so they don't let what happened last year. The fact that they added injury to insult, that not only did you lose to Michigan, Michigan went and won the national championship on Ryan Day's watch, which to me is a mortal sin that I'll never forgive Ryan Day for allowing that to happen. It's been 5 years since you've beaten Michigan. They're 2-7 against top five teams, and they gave him the world this year. That faucet's going to get cut off big time if Ryan Day continues on, they miss the postseason. The boosters are going to make this a very easy. Danny Cannell can say whatever he wants, and Nick can say whatever he wants. You know how those people are in Columbus, and it's not just Columbus. It's all over the state.
So I want to ask you fine folks, because I think he is. You seem to agree with me. You agree with me? I think he is coaching for his job here from here on out.
Again, if they miss the playoffs this year, he's done. It's not even a conversation. He will get replaced.
Well, let me ask you this then, folks. We got people here, 216-474-0092. Is Ryan Day coaching for his job? Should he be coaching for his job? Or is Lima a Walmart Ohio State fan, and am I just a stupid animal fan? Quote, unquote.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.